Okay, it is Fact or Bullcrap. And in honor of the story that we did a couple days ago about Anne Hathaway almost being swept out to sea in Hawaii, the theme for the first half is celebrities who have had near-death experiences.
Okay.
Gentlemen, are we ready?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Statement number one. Sharon Stone almost died of a brain hemorrhage in 2001. Fact or bullcrap?
You know, this is going to be one of those trick questions where it's not Sharon Stone. It's some other gorgeous Hollywood actress that almost died of a brain hemorrhage. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
You know what, though? Think this through. I mean, basic instinct. Was there a hotter movie?
Not at the time.
I mean, she was as sultry. She was burning up the screen, and yet she went away. You would think there would have been many, many roles after that.
It's kind of fizzled.
Maybe some kind of a health problem. I think this is fact.
It is indeed fact.
Ooh.
Brain hemorrhage for 11 days before doctors figured out what was going on. Statement number two, Tom Selleck fractured his skull and almost died in 1988 when he crashed his motorcycle and was not wearing a helmet.
I could imagine Tom Selleck on a motorcycle. Yeah.
Easy.
Could imagine him not wearing a helmet. Yeah. He's done those photo spreads that all the ladies like that left nothing to the imagination. Yeah. This is fact.
Now, this is going to be a trick question. It's going to be some other celebrity. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. It was Gary Busey.
Yeah.
And because it was Gary Busey, nobody noticed. All right. Martin Lawrence. Martin Lawrence almost died from jogging. Fact or bullcrap?
Which is why he doesn't do it anymore.
Okay, sure. Why not? Fact.
Yeah, fact.
It is fact. Back in 1999, he went jogging in L.A., in 100-degree weather, passed out, and briefly slipped into a coma. Orlando Bloom broke his back and almost died in 1998. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that's bullcrap.
Yeah, I'll agree. Bullcrap.
It is fact. He was trying to climb onto a friend's roof, fell three stories. It left him temporarily paralyzed. Doctors told him he may never walk again. But he left the hospital on crutches 12 days later. The following statement has been edited for content character. David Lee Roth from Van Halen claims he almost died from choking on a marital aid in the 1970s.
Oh, my goodness.
Do not ask any more clarification.
Well, this is just stupid enough to be true. I'll say it's fact.
Fact or bullcrap should hinge this week on the outcome of a stupid question like this. Bullcrap.
It is bullcrap.
Ah!
It happened to Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, yeah. Of course it did.
All right.
It really did? Really?
Yes, it is.
You're not going to tell us what marital aid it was?
No, I am not.
Come on. Inquiring minds want to know.
Can I say the name of it?
No. No, you can't.
When's the last time you asked permission to say something?
All right, I'm going to just say...
Let's put it this way. If it was David Lee Roth, he'd be the opening act for Steely Dan.
Let me just say this. Benoit. And that's all I'm saying. The second half of the delicious program and the Fact or Bullcrap segment... Chris knows what I'm talking about, and that disturbs me.
This is horrendous.
Is about celebrities who have gotten in trouble with the law. All right? Remember, we talked about the Octomom facing 6 years in jail for welfare fraud?
Yeah.
Sure.
Here we go. Celebrities who have been arrested. Matthew McConaughey, or Matthew Mahogany, as I refer to him, was arrested in 1999 after police found him dancing naked and playing the bongos.
Woohoo!
I believe that is fact.
I think that's fact, too.
All right. Yes, it is fact. It was in Austin, Texas. After his neighbors called in a noise complaint, he ended up paying a $50 fine.
Thought we had Justin Bieber living next door.
Hey, you know, what kind of world do we live in that a man can't dance around his apartment playing with his bongos? Mick Jagger has never been arrested. Fact or bullcrap? Mick Jagger, never arrested. Fact or bullcrap?
I think that's fact.
That is absolute bullcrap. He was arrested for drugs back in the 60s, along with Keith Richard.
Amazingly enough, Tom is right, and go figure, you're the one that knows this one. He was nabbed in 1967 for drugs and got arrested again at 72 after getting into a fight with a photographer in Rhode Island. The charges were later dropped.
We're tied 4-4.
Ooh, all right. Charlie Sheen was arrested at the airport in New York in 1994 for packing a gun in his luggage. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, it could be any celebrity that's been arrested for that, yeah. But I can believe that Charlie Sheen probably forgot he had a loaded gun in his luggage. Sure, why not? Fact.
No, I think that's a someone else question. I think that's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. It was Christian Slater. But it sounds like
you
something
can't
Charlie
tell
would
me
do.
That Charlie Sheen has never been arrested for a gun in luggage.
He's just been smart enough to remember to take it out.
Hey, the warlock knows how to handle
all
his
right,
weapons.
All right.
Number four, Marilyn Manson was once arrested for rubbing his nether regions on a dude's head.
Oh, my.
I know. Again, this program and this segment has been edited for content character.
Bullcrap.
Well, I got to try to tie it up here. I'm going to say that this is a fact.
It is fact. It happened during a concert outside of Detroit in 2001. The man he accosted was a security guard, and they settled out of court for an undisclosed amount of cash.
Wow.
Last,
tied 5-5.
All right, here it is. Tiebreaker. Jennifer Lawrence was arrested at a bar in Kentucky in 2009 for slapping a guy and throwing a drink in his face. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe this is fact.
As much as I hate ties, this is fact.
Bullcrap. As far as I know, she's never been arrested. At the time, she was 19 years old, so that would be a little difficult. All right, gentlemen. Doggone it. You know how I feel about ties. Can we...
Somebody's kissing someone's sister.
You've got to do...
Once the show's over.
What? We've got to do something better about this. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There is Fact or Bullcrap. More tasty radio goodness coming your way next.
I am also an actor, but I wish I was a film director, just in everyday life. So when someone was telling me a really boring story, I could just go, and cut. I didn't finish. We got it! That's a wrap. That would come in handy. You come home late, your wife's like, where the hell were you? And cut. Okay, let's try it again. This time you don't care where I was. In fact, you're happy to see me. Let's try it topless. Action!
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.